Well, everyone belongs at the table at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe. On the Morning Blend, we introduced you to Chef John Wurtis last month and the special program from Catholic Charities of Oregon that provides a culinary training program for those in our community with their own unique barriers to employment. At the same time, students in the program prepare and distribute hot meals to our homeless neighbors in Southeast Portland. We are excited to welcome back Chef John, not only to give us an update on the new class of students, but also, well, share something delicious from Germaine's Kitchen. Good morning, Chef John. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
You have a beautiful sample prepared for us that I definitely want to get to. But first, we have got to talk about a wonderful award you have received, Innovator of the Year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was great. And I'm part of an organization, the Association of Nutrition and Food Service Professionals. And they are looking for people that do outstanding things in their community to help promote education in our field. And so when we were first starting our program, I wrote in about us and honestly sort of forgot about it. And then I get a phone call and an email saying, you won.
Wow.
By a landslide. And I mean, it was just the most heartfelt thing in the world because it means so much to us and to the students. And I mean, I immediately called our executive director, Rick Burkell, like it was trying to brag to my dad about this cool thing that just happened. So yeah, I went to Orlando and received it on behalf of Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe and Catholic Charities. And it's wonderful. Post it in our cafe as we speak.
Oh, well, congratulations. It was such a wonderful program. And just remind our listeners about this unique aspect of the students that are coming through that you'll be teaching.
Absolutely. So it's been focused and geared towards folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities, as well as other barriers to employment. They come in. It's a 16-week program. It's broken up into four-week tiers, where for the first three tiers, they're learning all their kitchen skills, slice and dice, how to make sauces, salads, soups, and different things like that. And then for the last tier, they go to another one of our properties called Sacred Heart Villa, where there are low-income seniors there. And there's about 60 or 70 that live there. And we're going to turn their kitchen and community space into a small little cafe. And we're going to have sort of like private dining for them, completely worked on by our students and volunteers.
Well, let me ask you, Chef John, as you're going through this process and starting with the students, how did you start? What got you involved in becoming a chef?
As far as becoming a chef, it's just sort of been in the family.
Yeah.
My dad had a restaurant growing up, so I was one of those kids standing on a milk crate so I could reach the tabletop.
Nice.
And then just sort of grew up into it. And as I was in college, I had a job in a restaurant because
yeah.
I knew I had a good meal once a day, you know, as a starving student. And then it just sort of grew. I like cooking more than I like schooling.
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe if I sort of married the two and went to cooking school, and I was fortunate to be able to go to the Culinary Institute of America back in Hyde Park, New York.
So the wisdom that you're imparting on your students, to me, it sounds like there's a real passion here.
Incredibly. You know, and after a lot of work in the restaurant industry, I was down in Arizona and I was doing some nonprofit work. And there I started with the Food Bank of Southern Arizona. And we also had a program very similar to this to help people with barriers to employment. That one there, only 10 weeks. But again, they still learned all the skills and really important, the soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to get along well with others, conflict resolution, things for going for an interview. And we had an 82% placement rate to get people jobs. And so it was just wonderful.
Great.
Chef John Wurtis is joining us today. He is the head chef and instructor at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe. Chef John, this is beginning. In fact, this is just starting next Monday. Your first group of students coming in. Kind of tell us how that day is going to go for everyone.
That's a great question. You know, so we're starting it off really small, you know, 3 to 4 students. We'll get as large as 8, just that the space isn't that big. But it really sort of starts out. Sort of the day in the life is they come in, we'll talk about what's going to go on for the day. They'll get some lecture on whatever the topic might be. Maybe it's knife skills. Maybe it's soup making or sauces. And then we go into the kitchen and put together the meals, as you mentioned, that are going to go out to those living on the streets or transitional housing, sanctioned camps out and around Southeast Portland. And then we all sit down for what we call family meal. And we just sort of enjoy a meal together ourselves, talk about successes and challenges that we've had through the day. And then we go back and we start prepping for tomorrow's meal. So here's where they also work on some knife skills, sauce making, cooking skills, saute, braise, broil, roast, pan fry. We do it all.
Oh, it's such a wonderful program. And again, to know as Innovator of the Year, other people recognize the great work that you are doing there at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe. Well, for today's interview, we thought we'd talk just real briefly about farmers markets. I just went a couple of weeks ago with my daughter, and there were blocks, it felt like, of all these different vendors, the most amazing food available. Kind of share with our listeners a little bit about what they're going to find if they took a walk down a farmer's market.
I think one of the most beautiful things about being here in the Pacific Northwest is so much stuff grows in our backyard, or it swims in the backyard. There is just a wonderful amount of incredibly well-grown, good and good-for-you food. I was at the Beaverton Farmers Market this past weekend, and it was, as you said, it was just packed with people and product, and it was wonderful. It's like you can't have a big enough shopping cart to go through there. I was able to find some beautiful different kinds of beets, some different kinds of kale, some onions and stuff like that, and wanted to bring something to share with you all. So that was wonderful as well.
So David, we have a little sampling, and I'll be the first one to ask, am I the only one who didn't realize that beets don't come sliced in a can? This is definitely not what you have here, and they're not just dark purple. Beets come in different colors.
They do, and even more than what I have. So one of them, and it doesn't come across as much when they're cooked, but it's called a chioga or a candy stripe beet. But so when you would slice it, it's rings of red and white and red and white and red and white, and they're super pretty. And then I have the golden and then the classic red. For me, I love roasting them. So I drizzle them with a little bit of olive oil, a sprig or two of thyme, a couple cloves of peeled garlic in a foil pouch, into the oven for 45 minutes.
Root vegetables to me are amazing.
They are.
Because as a kid growing up, you may have turned your nose up at them because you looked at them, they weren't what you're maybe normally used to, but then you have them prepared properly and they just explode with flavor. And I love root vegetables now. And just like you said, Chef John, just roasting them, the way to make them up with, again, very simple processes, yet so flavorful.
And, you know, again, I peel them. So when you roast them in a pouch like that and you let them cool a little bit, just a paper towel rubs the skins right off.
Yeah.
And it's super easy. And then it's just, you know, slice, slice, dice, dice, and ready to go.
And the thing is, they last, too. They store.
Oh, they store well.
Yeah. So some vegetables, you may have to cook them up right away or eat them right away. With root vegetables, you can hold on to them for a while. And that's what's great about them, too, for storage process. I don't know if that's how they got their name, because they were in a root cellar lasting all year long.
That could be.
Yeah. So, but anyway, this looks awesome. Yeah.
So what all is in this kind of a beet salad, I'll say?
So in the beet salad, it's set on a bed of dinosaur kale slaw. So when you see the different kales out at the market or at your favorite supermarket, you'll see one that sort of looks like the skin of a dinosaur, hence its name.
Right.
And so I cut it into fine threads, and the cut is called chiffonade. And then I tossed it with actually some of the leaves of the beets as well, and then made a fun little dressing with the oil that I had roasted the beets in. Little cider vinegar, some sugar, and some whole grain mustard. The beets were simply roasted, as we talked about. Cut. There's some pickled onions with them, some feta cheese, some toasted almonds, and you know, it's just packed with good flavor and, you know, good and good for you. On the side, I made some you know, kale chips.
Yeah.
Not knowing it was one of your favorites, Dan.
Yeah, so, I love them. Yeah. And again, simple process. Wash them up. You like to massage them a little bit, break the fibers down of the kale. We would just put them on a cookie sheet, drizzle them with a little olive oil. Then you can put any seasoning on you want. We kind of like some hot seasoning, so we'll maybe put a little cayenne pepper on them, spice them up a little bit. But, you know, it's whatever you want to put on them. That's what's beauty about them.
Absolutely. I think the sort of key to it is low and slow. Mm-hmm. So temperature about 275 and let it go for about 25 minutes, you know, maybe 30, and just sort of rotate your pan. And it keeps them a brighter green. You know, otherwise, they get a little toasty, which is not a bad thing. But if you want the real beauty of it and keeping it green, just sort of low and slow.
Now, listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
That's a crunchy
kale chip, and oh, so flavorful.
Now, while you were talking, I took a bite of my golden and kind of the red beets. I always pass on the beets at the salad bar because, well, quite frankly, I think they taste like dirt. That is not at all what these beets taste like. There is a lot more to the flavor of these vegetables. And again, it's a beautiful to look at. That's part of it too, in creating a wonderful meal, is something beautiful to look at. It's good to look at. It's great for the body. It's wonderful. Do you like beets?
Oh, love them. Yeah. I mean, as I said, when I was a little kid, not so much, but you know, your palate changes as you get older. But then you have someone like Chef John who knows how to cook a beet and puts it in a salad or bakes them however you want to prepare them, and they're very flavorful, very colorful. And the seasonal aspects of where we live, that's the other beauty of like beets and other vegetables, that every season brings its own cornucopia of goods. And we live in such a beautiful area in the Willamette Valley that there's always something new at a farmer's market.
Absolutely. And I mean, you talk about the look of the food. I think we all eat with our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sort of, you look at it and it just gets your, you know, salivary glands going, and you just like can't wait to dig into it.
It's the Pavlovian response to food.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, Chef John, thank you so much. David, thanks for trying out all of this
food.
Thank
you.
I know you're going to be the first one to volunteer. And again, that is Chef John Wirtis. He is the head chef at Germain's Kitchen and Cafe, part of Catholic Charities of Oregon. If you want to look at what we have been eating or get the full recipe, please head over to our webpage. On the podcast of this interview, I will make sure to have the full recipe for you. Again, that's a crunchy kale chip. Chef John, thank you so much for your time today.
You bet. Thanks for having me again. Look forward to it.